I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah, here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello, welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke, and this is my thing. We're now on day 15 of NaNoWriMo. I'm currently about 37,000 words in, so we're starting to get to that sort of home stretch, which is nice, finally, to sort of get around there. So I don't know if you saw, but there was like the tragedies in Paris and Beirut. Yesterday morning, I sort of woke up and saw what happened. And I think the fact that it's so close, Paris is so close to London, sort of, I don't know, it's so close to home. And it just made me feel a bit weird. It made me feel a bit scared and also trivial. It sort of makes you feel like, what the hell are you wasting your time doing, sort of making up books and films or whatever, trying to write a novel in a month. Like, what is the point in that when there's all this sort of craziness happening just across the ocean? I don't even know what to make of it, really. I mean, yesterday I was going to record a podcast yesterday to make it for Friday, make a 5-minute Saturday, but I don't know, I just couldn't bring myself to do it. I was reading the news. Me and Kat ordered a takeaway. And it was like an hour late. And we were like really angry. And we're so hungry. What the hell? Why is it taking so long for a pad thai guy to get here? A pad thai guy, the guy who brings us pad thai, guy. And it took him so long. And I rang them up, and then he said, yes, really sorry about that. But the police are checking all of the cars as they go, checking for terrorist-looking people or activities, suspicious packages and the like. I guess our pad thai was probably a little bit suspicious, I guess. But I don't know, again, this makes me think how trivial it was that me and Kat, we had to wait for like 5 minutes, probably about half an hour longer than we would have normally waited for our takeaway. And we were getting really miffed. But there was a very good reason why that it was taking longer than it should have done. I don't know, it makes me think... At least we could try and look past some of the sort of the ridiculousness of sort of modern day life, when there's a lot worse stuff happening in the world than a cooling takeaway meal. It reminds me of when I first moved to London. Everyone always said, it's a hustle and bustle city. Like, people can't wait for anything. And when I got here, we went to get the tube, and I saw a guy waiting for the tube, and it was delayed for like 5 minutes or something. And this guy, he saw the delay, and like he freaked out. He was like, 5 minutes he was out of his mind, livid. And I was like, at the time, I was like, 5 minutes? Like, where I'm from in the countryside, we have to wait an hour for the next bus if one's cancelled. And we don't complain, you know, it just happens. But this guy is so used to it, so used to that sort of ease in his life, that as soon as you try and take it away, those extra 3 minutes or whatever he'd normally have to wait, as soon as you take those minutes away, he just lost his shit. Yeah, I'm getting off point. But so I was finding it really hard. I was also finding it really hard when I was trying to do my writing yesterday, because of how trivial it felt to be sitting down writing a novel about science fiction and fantasy and whatnot. But then towards the end of the day, I start to feel like, no, we should carry on. We should concentrate on creating. Even if it does seem silly at the time, you know, writing comedy stuff or whatever you're doing. Maybe it's more important now than ever to focus on creation rather than destruction. When people are posting on Facebook about how this proves all Muslims are you know, Death Eaters or whatever Harry Potter or fictional reference you want to use for that, in a time when that sort of thing's going on, maybe we should focus on creation and trying to entertain people and try and lighten the mood a little bit. But I don't know, it may seem trivial, but creation is obviously much better than destruction, which I feel there's a lot of that going around at the minute. Okay, so I'm about 37,000 words, getting it to the home stretch. I'm feeling tired and trivial, but I'm going to keep pushing forward and keep making stuff. Keep trying to put something in the world that is positive. So what about you? What are you doing today to put something in the world that is more than just a nagging comment on Facebook or Twitter? You know, retweeting propaganda. What are you doing to sort of add to the world rather than subtract? I don't know. World issues and stuff. Okay, next time. It's a quick episode. Next time, I think I'm going to actually try and give some advice, some writing advice, rather than just think about the world. But I'll tell you what, okay, rather than going on social media, rather than checking the news and getting scared and worrying about stuff that probably likely won't happen, rather than doing any of that, why not sit down and write a short story? 250 words, or better yet, take a picture. Take a picture of something happening. Take a little video. Even better yet, just make up a joke. A knock-knock joke. I don't know, do something creative. Try and make yourself smile, because I don't know, in today's world, we need all the smiles we can get. So I'll be back on Friday. Sorry I missed last week. Friday coming up for another Friday, 5 minute Friday. And I promise I will give you some actual writing advice. Cool. All right, guys. See you later. Thank you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.